This is Celebrity Sketchbook. Celebrity Sketchbook. Episode 7.
Come in. Yes, Mr. Ross, I'm the Director General of the BBC, as you well know, and it is with regret that I have to relieve you of your radio duties for the recent outburst involving a prank phone call with Russell Brand to Andrew Sachs, the actor, of course, that played Manuel in Fawlty Towers. What do you have to say about your departure from the BBC and for yourself on this deed?
Well, for a start, I don't regret it.
Yes, but the fact that you don't regret it's not really relevant. Just tell us your feelings.
Well, you know, I'm really upset that I'm being sacked by the BBC because I wanted to work for another 25 years or until I was 80 or 90 or 100. I don't care. I want to keep working for them. I'll tell you the truth. I'm absolutely devastated that I'm being fired. I'm going to go to ITV and make a big fool out of the BBC. You'll realise what you're missing. But just to carry on, I've got to also say, I had a great time at the BBC. I've been working with them for 20 years. I had great experiences. Also, absolutely amazing. I just can't go on about how great it was. I'd have to tell you, I'm absolutely devastated. It really is hurting me big time. Oh, why do you have to fire me? I don't want to be fired. I don't want to be... Please, keep me on the job, please. I've got deposits on 10 sports cars. I've got deposits on 2 mansions in Hollywood Hills. I'm going to go bankrupt. I need their money. I need £18 million a year. I can't go without it. I don't want to become a pleb. I don't want to become a pleb. Not to mention the fact that I got investments in 3 banks. 3 British banks. So please don't mind me. I don't want to become a pleb. I don't want to become a pleb.
But Mr. Ross, you are one.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I am not a pleb. I am in my normal brain. I'm not losing my top. I'm perfectly calm. I'm not insane. I'm not senile. Stop saying that.
Oh, Mr. Ross, just get out of here. Why don't you go and... granddaughter or something.
And now we go over to Russell Brand.
Ah, don't give a...
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Simon Sharma meets Henry VIII.
Hello, I'm Professor Simon Sharma, and when I present these shows, I talk in a silly way, because my voice drops down at the end of each sentence. Today, I'm at the Fisherman's Bastion, a historic building in Eastern Europe. This building is completely irrelevant to the story I'm about to tell you, but as it looks historic, who gives, and I quote, a In 1536, Anne Boleyn had an affair with a knight who lived in a wardrobe. The romance continued until Henry found out when he was searching for a garment. Anne thought that the knight would be safe in there because Henry hated the smell of Anne's cupboards. The whole story enraged the king, who had Anne Boleyn beheaded the following year with a sword. After the execution, King Henry threw a street party, which was attended by Julius Caesar, who used the TARDIS to attend. As the night wore on, the party really got going, and the revellers started to boogie on down. The accordionist began to play YMCA, while the harpist did Sweet Child of Mine, and the flautist performed Bohemian Rhapsody. After this, while intoxicated, Henry approached a random woman, who was revealed to be James Seymour, whom he subsequently married. I'm now going to play a clip, filmed by a cameraman who went back to 1541, via a time machine.
His Lordful Majesty, King Henry VIII, speaks.
Thy requires thou to present yours truly with entertainment. Bring forth the jester.
Oh, give the twirl, love. High or low, darling. Knight to tear to see your knife. Points make prizes. Play your cards right. I'm not doddery, doddery, I'm not. Oh, big chin, silly moustache, two badges to your knife.
Oh, one is highly entertained. Thou shall be talked of in 400 years. Shut up!
Today is gonna be the day that the UK joins the Euro. By now, you should have changed pounds at your nearest bureau. I don't believe that anybody still insists on keeping with the pounds. Backbeat, the word is on the streets that the Tories want Labour out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but it's the truth, there's no doubt. I don't believe that any party should waste the people's time and piss about. And all the roads of Labour are confusing. Conservatives are boring and amusing. There are many things I'd like to say about Mr. Brown, but I don't know how. Because maybe the Prime Minister is just crazy. And after all, his IQ is small.
Conundrum with Ricky Gervais.
Good afternoon and welcome to Countdown. And today our two challengers are David Brent and the other guy. Now, David, your letters.
Right, do I like choose the letters?
Yeah, that's what you do.
Okay, Oliver, what's that thing called, you know, like, it's not an A, but it's like a P.
A consonant.
Yeah, Oliver, one of them, please.
Okay, it's a T.
I'll try another one.
It's a H.
Okay, I'll try, what's the other one called again?
A vowel.
Right, I'll try a vowel, please.
Okay, it's an E.
Yeah, okay, go again.
I know.
Can I try the other one?
Another consonant coming up, it's an F.
Okay, I'll go for another consonant.
It's an F again.
I'm going to try a vowel.
It's an I this time.
Consonant, please.
And we got a C.
Right, okay, I think I'll finish with, what were they again?
Do you want another vowel?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, it's an E.
The office. God, that looks so hard.
Okay, 30 seconds to get some words. Your time starts now.
Okay, what you want us to do is, like, make a word from the letters or, you know, a phrase. Okay, I'll just have a think.
Don't talk, please.
God, it's quite hard. Are you in the dictionary corner? You mind if I, like, borrow your dictionary?
It could be, like, useful.
No, why not, you little... God, I'm struggling. Do you mind if I have some more time? Okay, just give me, you know, a few seconds longer, like...
Okay, other guy, tell us your score.
I got a 9.
Excellent. What was the word?
The office.
No, I'm sorry, we can't accept that. The office is two words joined together, which is against the rules. No score. What did you get, David?
What were the letters again?
Nick Robinson is in Budapest, and he's not happy with what he finds there.
Hello, I'm Nick Robinson. Reporting for the BB... excuse me, sir. Yes, you two with the instruments. Could you just pause for a second, please? Is that possible? Oh, please, I'm trying to report. It's very important. Could you just stop for a few minutes? Listen, I haven't got all day. Please. I'm Nick Robinson. I'm bald. I'm pathetic. You must stop for me. Oh, you... total hooligans. Right. I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to stop. And if you don't, I will smash that guitar over the edge. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Okay, good afternoon, America. You're watching CBS. We're now going to interrupt this crucial semi-final playoff match in the NFL to join Arnold Schwarzenegger for a speech in Los Angeles.
People of California, this is your governor speaking. I want to make an important announcement to all you people. So here goes. If Manchester United don't win the Premiership this season, I will resign as governor. I put $500,000 that they will win the Premier League. They better not let me down, or Mr. Muscle Arm will punch his lights out. Thank you for listening. Right, I need to go for a if that's not against the First Amendment.
Where are you going, Mr. Governor? This is a restricted area.
I told you, I need to go for a if that's not against the First Amendment. Oh no, what's this brown stuff on my pants?
That was Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook is an Axe TV and Good Laugh production for Channel 107. Online now at youtube.com/celebritysketchbook. Original sketches and idents are by Adventures in Audio and Axe Productions.